Paul Grass Motors and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered on Facebook Live by our good friends at RVS Bank. And we have Ashley Sykes back in. It's always great to see you.
Thanks.
How you been?
Well, you know, I'm here, so that's a good thing.
It's kind of been a bit, but, you know, it's always great to hear what's going on with Family Promise. For the folks who have never heard of Family Promise, or maybe heard but aren't quite sure what Family Promise is all about, you're the director, so I imagine you're the person to ask.
That would be correct.
What would it be?
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps homeless children and their families. So we have, you know, since COVID, we've kind of been having to do some things a little bit differently. But we've still been able to push through and still been able to serve families, which is great. We have the Anchor House, which is a three-story yellow house, and the bottom floors for the families there. We have about 10 churches that are involved in our program. Normally, on a normal basis, the families would stay at the church. The church would provide a meal at the church, and they would sleep there. And then they would come back to the Anchor House and kind of do their daily activities, work, take the kids to school, daycare, as normal. That has been changed a little bit since COVID hit. So we've been doing... you know, the churches are still involved, just not hosting the families at their churches right now. So we've been trying to do some things a little bit more creatively to try to help the families, and they're staying right now there at the Anchor House until we can figure out some other solutions on, you know, more space. So
when it comes to solutions for those who are affected, those you are serving, you have a pretty good record here of getting folks back on the right track after they've maybe fallen off to the side a bit due to maybe problems that weren't even their own to begin with.
Yeah, some of them, I mean, are just... It's just completely out of their control sometimes, you know, especially with losing a job or, you know, an illness, a breakup, you know, it just a number of things. It doesn't always have to be, you know, and sometimes there's just no family support.
Yeah.
And so they're just in a time of need. And I say to myself all the time, you know, that could be me or you at some point in time, you know, but we would probably have family support to pick us up and help us. And some of these families just don't. And that's where we kind of come in and try to be that family support for those families and pick them back up, give them hope again, get them back on their feet again and in their own place. So
now this is a big undertaking, and whenever we are helping out, we often need funds. And kind of what we're here today too is not only to tell you what Family Promise does, but we're asking to have some fun in fundraising so that we can continue the good work. Now this is one of these activities that involves a little bit of the visual, a little bit of the physical, a lot of fresh air, and just a lot of fun. And in the meantime, we raise necessary money to keep Family Promise operating. Tell us about what we can expect.
Okay. So we have our, well, I guess this will be our fourth annual Tour de Beeville.
Yeah.
And last year we did it virtually. We are going to try to do it in person this year. If that changes, we'll let you know. But as of right now, we're going to try to do it in person. And it's our Family Fun Bike Ride. And so anybody is welcome to participate in that. And we are going to start at Lookin' Sharp Cleaners again. And we'll have a bike route that goes around downtown. It's about a mile and a half. But there's fun little stops along the way. So it's not necessarily a bike race. It's just kind of a fun race for all ages to enjoy. And there's stops along the way. So, you know, at some kind of unique places to Bartlesville, like the Price Tower or the Unity Square or Community Center, things like that. And there'll be some little booths set up, and the families stop there and check out the booth, and then they continue along the ride and path until they finish. And when they get done, we have some little door prizes and things like that. And so it's a lot of fun. And it's Saturday, October 2nd. And registration is at 9, and the races or the little bike ride is to start about 10. And we're usually done by noon, but it's just a fun little
It is. And it's a great way to get to see your town. So oftentimes when we're traveling about, running our kids back and forth or just running errands, we're in our automobile or our pickup truck and, well, you know, it's point A to point B. You're not looking side to side very often. And sometimes that casual bike ride, all of a sudden you say, well, I didn't know that was there. Mm-hmm. You know, wow, when did they do that to that building? Oh, wow, the Price Tower's got a little, where did that mural come from? Mm-hmm. And you open your eyes and you actually see your hometown with fresh new eyes.
Yes, yes. And it's, you know, it's really an affordable event. You know, for a family, it's $40. And that could be, you know, two people or five people. I mean, you know, however many's in your family. And then if it's just one person, it's $15. Or if it's just one child, it's $10. So that's the cost of the event. There'll be more details to come. We're working on a few things, but you'll be able to go on our website.
What is it?
Which is www.familypromisewc-ok.org.
Okay.
And you will be able to register through there.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the finishing touches on our, you know, our page to be able to link that to where you need to register.
Mm-hmm.
And we will probably have it on our Facebook page, which is Family Promise of Washington County, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find it there. And you can also sign up in person if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
We like to do that for the shirts because you can sign up and put what size shirts and things like that you need.
Sure.
But if it doesn't work out for you to do it ahead of time because you're not sure what you have going on, or then you can do it the day of as well.
Wonderful.
We usually have extras. So,
you know, and it's also great because while you're there, while you're registering, I'm sure you're going to have some little handouts there so folks can know a little bit more about Family Promise Washington County right here in Oklahoma.
And, that's right.
And they're hearing our conversation, but sometimes just getting that, and when you get a moment, actually taking a read and seeing just how much work goes into this and just how many people are being helped and how they're being helped goes a long way in understanding really what this event and, you know, helping out where you can comes into play.
Absolutely. It's definitely, you know, a fun event, and it's fun for people to come out and just kind of have some family time and hang out, as well as help Family Promise as well. So
indeed. And it's also a great day. It's just great for the community. It really is. Not only are you helping people get up on the right track after having some, you know, hurdles to get over, but also for the folks who are taking the bike ride, it is just so enjoyable just to be at peace, to go slowly, to take in.
Just kind of go at your own pace.
Just take it all in and just say, wow, we do have a pretty cool town.
Yeah, that's right. And we did cross Cherokee at one point in time. Now we're keeping it, you know, just downtown, not crossing Cherokee so that there's not a lot of, you know,
zoom.
Yeah, traffic and worry about cars and just things like that. So it's all just right downtown.
Very good. And of course, we'll have that route a little bit later on.
Yes,
the site.
All of that will be on our website, Facebook page. We'll have some flyers that will be put in the school for kids so that they'll be able to take the information home to their parents. We're working on some yard signs at the moment, so we'll be having some of those put out so that people can just kind of, you know, find more information if they're interested.
That is just way cool. And you go about the work of doing this day by day. Do you need volunteers, by the way, or how are you working with that? I know the churches are helping out a lot.
But. Yeah, the churches are a huge part of Family Promise. Family Promise probably couldn't function without the churches, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And right now, the churches are bringing food to the families, and that's kind of where the churches are participating.
God bless them.
And yeah, it's huge. And normally, we need like van drivers and things, but right now, we're not taking the families to the congregations at the moment, you know, because of COVID. So we're, but you know, we always need volunteers for doctor's appointments, you know, maybe getting families to and from job interviews, maybe to job and, you know, back from the job. So there's always things that can be done.
Yes.
And so if anybody's ever interested, they can always send me an email, call me, you know, all of that stuff is on our Facebook and website. So, you know, if you are ever interested in helping out, please reach out and let me know. There's always something that can be done. So
we'll find it.
Yeah.
Ashley Sykes is the director of Family Promise, Washington County, Oklahoma. And by golly, the great work that's being done there is tremendous. And for the folks who only caught a little bit and heard Bike Ride, Tour de Ville is coming up on Saturday, October
2nd.
And that'll be downtown. Where are we starting off at? Where's the registration?
Yeah, at Look and Sharp Dry Cleaners. Yep. And then the registration information will be on our website and our Facebook page, mm-hmm. as well as if you need to in person, you can do it the day of.
Oh, great, great, so, great.
If for some reason you're just not sure what's going on that day and you don't want to sign up because you're not sure, you can always do it the day of. So.
And we'll let you do it. We got plenty. Now, if I remember right, a couple of years ago, I was down there for it. I didn't quite make that virtual thing because I really didn't know.
That was a little harder.
It was a little harder, but it was a lot of fun because there were people who really did show up at the last minute saying, mm-hmm. I think it's not going to rain. And by golly, we had nice sunshine, but a cool day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a beautiful day for the mm-hmm. ride after mm-hmm. all. And they made that last minute decision. We're glad that they did.
Yes.
And of course, they got to talk to you and they got to talk to so many different people who are involved with Anchor House and with Family Promise.
Yes. And Family Promise has grown. We're part of a national affiliation. So we have, gosh, over 200 plus affiliates across the country. So,
that's,
I mean,
great.
It's just growing and growing and growing. And so, you know, if you know somebody that's ever in need and it's somewhere else, there's probably a Family Promise there. So you can always reach out there as well.
So you got a nice little network there mm-hmm. and just like a family.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
You spread out all over the place.
It is. So.
Well, wonderful. It's great having you back again. And
yes,
hopefully
you.
We can talk again before the big day, which is October the 2nd and for Tour de Ville. But we're going to have, of course, our Facebook page will have a story, a link to our website that we're going to put together for you here too.
Okay.
So folks can get some more information. We'll link it back to everything you got and we'll make sure everyone's connected. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always great to have you on board. Folks, you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and also on our Facebook Live with our Vest Bank.